This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Getting close to the weekend. Got an episode of bands from Suriname and Venezuela. Mostly Venezuela, but there was a couple bands of Suriname, so I figured I'd throw them on with this episode. We're going to kick it off with three bands from Paramaribo in Suriname, but we're still in South America, you know, the tail end of leg two, time two around this planet. Still a lot of other really great countries to go. Next week, Paraguay, Uruguay, and we'll probably do an episode of Chile. Have at least two episodes of Chile, two of Argentina, and then a few of Brazil, it looks like, before we wrap up maybe around like mid-May. And then time number three, which will be very different than the other ones. Anyway, we are getting into this one, and let's get to Ska Fu, hardcore punk band from Paramaribo, Paramaribo, in case I'm nowhere near where I should be on that. They are at Ska Fu X, Ska Fux. They're not a ska band, on Facebook, and we're going to get to them now. January 28th of 2015, they put out a self-titled release, and the track that we are going to check out is called Gimmick. Here goes. Stuff there from Ska Fu. Like I said, we got three total, so we have two more bands from Suriname. The next one is Mother Flack, and they are comprised of members of Ska Fu. So three remaining members of Ska Fu started this new band, so their journey continued. They put out an EP called Bastard Son EP September 19th of 2020. Mother Flack is M-U-T-H-A-F-L-A-C, and that is where you will find them on Facebook is Mother Flack, and then over on Instagram, it's Mother Flack Official, so go check them out on those. From that Bastard Son EP from 2020, we're going to throw on the title track. So here we go with Bastard Son and Mother Flack.
Professional!
Bastard Son, Mother Flack. You can go check them out. Those are two, both obviously linked bands, one before the other. And we got one more from Paramaribo in Suriname. The band is Luguber, Luguber, L-U-G-U-B-E-R. They're also same city. They have a newer release just over a year ago, March 30th of 2024. They put out a single called Happy. We're going to check that out here in a minute. They do have a Facebook page, L-U-G-U-B-R-R, instead of the E-R. So you can go check that out and follow them there. All these bands are on Bandcamp, at least thus far. So you can also go check them out on Bandcamp. Let's get to that single, Happy. That's going to wrap it up for the three from Suriname. If there's any that I missed, I'm sure there's other punk bands, but if there's anything that we should be checking out together from Suriname, please let me know. I will get it on the Catch What's Missed. I already got at least a couple, I think, Colombian bands, Nicaragua, and I'm sure I'll add more. We'll throw all of those on together, plus probably some new stuff that I missed on an episode post Brazil episodes, so that'll probably be like mid-May that we get to that before we start leg number three. So feel free to let me know. I am all about checking it out. Next up, we've got the band. We're going to start off Venezuela. The first band, Barcelona, Venezuela. I didn't actually look to see if there was a city there. First, I thought, are they from Barcelona and Venezuela, like Barcelona, Spain? And looked it up. They just say they're from Venezuela and Barcelona, so I assume that's a city there. But I didn't verify. Either way, very cool. A lot of cool stuff that we're going to be doing, a bunch of hardcore here to kick off the Venezuelan bands. And Amor Desados is the first of those bands. Funny enough, we're going to be playing a band, Acción Directa, but they have a track, Acción Directa, from their 2007 release, Nacimos Sin Derecho a Viver. That was the name of the release. The band are found on Facebook at Amor Desados and on Instagram, Amor Desados HXC, and that is AmorDazados. You can look them up, you can follow them, you can go over to Bandcamp, Instagram, Facebook, any of the above. Let's get to that track, Acción Directa. Here it is. Directa, Amor Desados. Cool stuff there. More hardcore to come. Next band is Frente de Ira, I-R-A. They are from Maracaibo in Venezuela. And that's Maracaibo, in case I'm nowhere near that. And just so you know, the next band's also from there. So some cool hardcore bands from that city in Venezuela. December 5th of 2014, they released En La Sangre. And they started as band in 2008. That's pretty awesome. Frente de Ira on Facebook and the same on Instagram, Frente Deira. Nice and easy to find. And as all the other bands, you can find them on Bandcamp too. Quemando el Chilo is the track. So let's get to it and enjoy some more Venezuelan hardcore.
Desastre, una vez más, basura en tu mente. Un espaciento, enfermedad. Cuando dices, tú sientes tu camino. Despeta el aire que respirarás. Cosechas basura, descartas recursos. Naciste con ellos, las desgracias y desastres.
Armando Acciello. That was Frente de Ira. Ira. I don't know if I'm doing that right. Either way, though, cool. They got some cool album artwork. Definitely looks like that would be a cool tattoo if that's one that you wanted. Next up, Convicción HXC, also from Maricabo in Venezuela. They released El Respeto como Estandarte on July 20th of 2015. Find them on Instagram at Convicción HC, and that's Convicción, Convicción HC Instagram. Mis Espaldas is the name of the track. At least this one and another one, then we'll kind of start transitioning out of the hardcore, but still more great Venezuelan hardcore. Here's another one. Convicción HXC, that's cool stuff there. Make sure you check them out. Next up, we've got a band that goes by the name of A Root of New Causes. A clever name, I think, when you can take your name and kind of change it, your band name, that is, for your album title, and in this case, maybe titles. Their band is, again, A Root of New Causes. The release that we're going to play something from is In the Wake of New Causes. They're from Valencia in Spain. They put that release out July 18th of 2019. Started 10 years prior to that in 2009, though I did not see any social medias for A Root of New Causes. Doesn't mean they don't exist. I just didn't find them. But they do have a Bandcamp page, and so you can definitely go check out the band there. We're going to play Lo Hacemos por Amor al Hardcore. So let's get to it. Here's a track from Ares de Nuevas Causes.
Lo hacemos por amor al hardcore. Lo hacemos por amor al hardcore. Lo hacemos por amor al hardcore.
So I sometimes I don't catch when Google Translate automatically translates some of my web pages. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, the band is Reyes de Nuevas Causas. And funny enough that it's a self-titled album. I'm going into talking about all this shit about the band name and the title name, and they're the exact same. But for some reason, and maybe it's intended to be that way, I don't know, but Google Translate translated it different. At least I got the track title correct in Spanish. It does translate to We Do It for the Love of Hardcore, which is fantastic, great one. But in Spanish again, Lo Hacemos por Amor al Hardcore. So very cool track. I dig that one a lot. Make sure you check out that band. Next up, we've got the band Bronc Armada. Now, I've seen a Bronc Armada, one word, and Bronc Armada with the space, B-R-O-N-K, space, A-R-M-A-D-A. I think you'll be able to find it either way. But definitely a cool band to check out. They're from Caracas in Venezuela. I think this release came out in 2010. The band started in 2003, and I think this is their third demo. It's a little bit unclear when you see some of the stuff over on their Bandcamp page, some available, some information, and then you have to go over to the SoundCloud page to then check out more. So I think I've got that right. The release is Compra la Verdad que Vende Dios. And American Latina is the track that we are going to get to. So make sure you go check them out. You can check them out on that Bandcamp page and on SoundCloud. Let's get to America Latina.
América Latina despierta ya, es el momento de actuar, enfrentar a tu opresor, sin mirar nunca atrás. Una persona de la vida policía, no tiene miedo, está en la lucha, no se anarquiza, mira la gente, manifestación, esta es la vida, es tu deber. De la violación de los bienes y sus derechos, cuatro juiciados pierden la libertad, son libertarios y utopía real. ¡Qué miseria, qué dolor! ¡Miles de hombres cayeron! ¡Para cambiar la situación! Son deportados, no son libres en su país. Mis soldados, andan a la guerra, fueron sueltados de sus hogares. Millones de personas deben estar condenadas a sufrir, a mi miseria. Todo el mundo está destinado al sufrimiento y al desgarrador.
Bronc Armada, American Latina. Cool stuff from them. Next up, we've got the band Descarriados, also from Caracas. They started in 1987. That's fucking awesome. They put out Estado Militar back in 2002, August of 2002, and you can find them at Descarriados Punk on Facebook and at Descarriados on Instagram, Descarriados. You can also check out at least some of their stuff on Bandcamp. From that 2002 release, this is La Libertad. Descarriados, cool stuff there, man. I really dig them and that release for sure. There's also a 1991 release that's available on their Bandcamp, so at least you can get a little bit there. Next up, we're going to be going to the band Nada, N-A-D-A. They're also from Caracas. They were a band from 1997 to 2015. We're going to play something off their second LP, which is called Patadas y Coñazos. I probably didn't get that right, but nonetheless, we're going to play it. Couldn't find their social medias, but definitely a known band in the sense that their music video for the track Oi 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 was released in 2004 and aired on MTV program 120 Minutos and on the Venezuelan music channel Puma TV, which is now available on YouTube. It's very cool. You can check that out. And why not, in case you were unfamiliar with the band, as I was, let's play that track, Oi Oi Oi, from Nada.
¡Suscríbete al canal!
And wasn't that cool? Great band there and a great track. Definitely go check out more. And I definitely recommend that release, the second album. It's one that I was able to check out, and it is very cool. Next up, we got the band Heres de Rebellion, just simply out of Venezuela. I don't know specifically where, and I didn't find any social medias for them. They put out a self-titled EP April 27th of 2013, and we are going to check out Sangre en las Corridas. And again, you can find a lot of these bands over on Bandcamp. You can go follow them on Bandcamp. You can check out their tunes on Bandcamp. But again, if you at least that we can do is go follow. If you hear some stuff, it's like, hey, that's awesome. I don't have any money, or I can't support everybody financially because, I mean, who can? Go follow them on something. Let them know when those things increase, when if they post some shit to social medias, or even if they just get a notification that somebody followed them. It's like, hey, somebody's interested in our shit. That's awesome. Let's get interested in this band, Sangre en las Corridas. Here it is with Heres de Rebellion.
Financiado por el Estado, la muerte y el maltrato. Un negocio bien parado, no debemos apoyar a este circo de cobardes y educar a los niños como ignorantes. No más corrida, no más sangre en la casa. Malditos toreros, atrevidos de la razón. Ya estamos tantos, por esto acabamos.
Sangre en las Corridas. I thought I could do it without stumbling. Heres de Rebellion. Good stuff from them. Next up, we've got a band from Cabudare in Venezuela. Acción Directa. I told you we were playing the band. We did the track earlier. Well, I think I actually played the trifecta from this band previously. Acción Directa. They put out a self-titled release August 10th of 2016. I think last time when I played them, it was the title track of the release, which is the title of the band. This time around, we're going to play Drogas Para Que. This band has been, more than 30 years of experience and countless concerts inside and outside their country. That's pretty awesome. At Acción Directa 77 on Facebook and at Acción Directa 77 as well over on Instagram. and over on Bandcamp, just like I've said, pretty much all the other bands. Go check them out there as well. Let's get to Drogas Para Que. Directa, Drogas Para Que. Very cool track from them. Next up, we've got the band Presos Por Detenidos, and they are from San Diego, Venezuela. They started in 2011. They're a street punk band dedicated to the drunk workers and criminals of the world. They're at PP Detenidos on Facebook and at PPD Punk over on Instagram. Nadie Hace Nada is the single that they put out this year, January 7th of 2025. Yes, brand new music here. Nadie Hace Nada. That's the track. Let's get to Presos Por Detenidos from San Diego, Venezuela. Here goes.
¡Suscríbete al canal!
Great track, as I said, new stuff from Preso por Detenidos. Detenidos, yes, I think. But they also have a release from 2015 over on that Bandcamp page as well. Remember, I said they started in 2011. Next up, we've got the band Disturbio 77. I played them before, and they're out of Vigo in Venezuela. Loco, L-O-K-O, featuring Residuos do Sistema. Gosh, I just keep repeating some of this shit, and I don't know if I'm saying it any better. Anyway, that single features Residuos do Sistema. We're going to play that here in a moment. That came out February 22nd of 2023. The band started way back in the mid-90s, so congratulations to them for keeping it going. I think Escupiendo Flemas, maybe, is their Facebook. I didn't verify that this time. That's what it was last time. But you can go over to their Instagram page to Disturbio77_official. And so if I've tagged them at that over on Facebook, then that's what it is. If not, I guess maybe they don't have a Facebook page. But Instagram page, you can definitely check that out there. Let's get to some Disturbio 77 with Loco, L-O-K-O. Disturbio 77 on the 77 note. Let's go to Tanqueta 77, T-A-N-Q-U-E-T-A 77. They're out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. They started back in 2004, so they just hit 20 years last year. Congratulations to them. At Tanqueta 77 VZLA on Facebook and at Tanqueta 77 Bandpunk Oi over on Instagram. Oi Guaro de la Calles is what they put out on January 31st of 2020. And we are going to check out the track Skinhead de Moda. Another great track, another great band. I remember when we did the 77 punk, I found tons of bands from all over the planet with 77 in their title. And we did both these bands. That was the first time I came across both these bands. And that was probably back in like 2018 over on SLC Punkcast. Maybe we'll have to revisit doing an episode like that. That was a lot of fun. In the meantime, though, here's Tanqueta 77, Skinhead de Moda. Yeah, great stuff there from Tanqueta 77. That's going to be, for the most part, most of the oi that we have. We're going to do, yeah, that's all the oi. We have some psychobilly and some ska that we're going to wrap this up with. The next band is Revolver Suicida. They are the psychobilly band that we're playing from Venezuela. They're from San Cristobal. And they put out a self-titled Revolver Suicida March 14th. of 2016, and that came out in 2016, sorry. They started in 2007, that's what I was trying to get to. At Revolver Suicida Show on Facebook and at Revolver Suicida over on Instagram. Tenebelas, T-I-N-I-E-B-L-A-S, Tenebelas, Tenebelas. That's the track, it's a cool track. You can find them also on their Bandcamp page, and you can go find this release and this track.
Por ti, disculpa. Si no te entiendo, creo que voy a enloquecer.
Revolver Suicida, great stuff from them. Like I said, we're going to wrap it up with some ska. We have four ska bands here. Desorden Público. They were, and well, they are, the first ska band from Venezuela, and they did start way back in 1985. Yes, that was 40 years ago. That's pretty awesome. They still have stuff coming out. I think some of that was some like live stuff. Is what you'll find on their Bandcamp page, but there's a lot more to find from them. I wanted to jump way back to their first release, Desorden Público, self-titled release that came out in 1988. Remember, they started in 85, so only 3 years after. They are at Desorden P on Facebook and at Desorden Público over on Instagram. All the rest of the bands, all these ska bands are all from Caracas, so cool ska scene going on in Caracas. Off of that first release, Desorden Público, the track we're going to get to is Políticos Paralíticos. So let's get to it with some Desorden Público. We'll be right back. Desorden Público, yes, much less ska than I was exclaiming. But hey, if you get into especially their newer stuff, definitely much more ska there. Next up, Mas Quejas, Q-U-J-A-S, Quejas. They put out in June of 2005, Basado en Ecos, Hechos, sorry, probably Basado en Hechos de la Vida Real. And they are found at Mas Quejas on Facebook, M-A-S-Q-U-E-J-A-S. Punk is Dead is the track that we're going to get to. So let's get to it.
Punk is dead without a doubt, so easy to sell out. You have to care about what people think, you have to make your lyrics big. Once you sign that fucking gun, there's no turning back. You have to do everything they say, your body and soul, then you're anymore. This ain't about math, but we all know what fucking laugh. Soon you'll back or look it up, they tell you what to do.
Definitely has a great 90s ska punk sound to it. Punk is Dead from Mas Quejas. Hopefully I'm getting that close. Two more bands to go. Big Mandrake are next. We are going to play La Fantastica Maniquina Magica. That came out July 3rd of 2012. That's the release, rather. They formed a year before that in 2011. They've got a few cool releases. Definitely, if you're digging some ska, then Big Mandrake is one you should check out. At Big Mandrake on both Instagram and on Facebook. And then over on Bandcamp, you can check them out there too. Yo Quiero is the track that we're going to get to. So let's get to some Big Mandrake.
Quiero llevarte al universo que sueño y cuidarte de los agujeros negros. Yo quiero jugar a flores y astros. Yo quiero fluir cada noche en lo abstracto. Yo quiero encontrarte y dejarte buscarme. Besos de sol todo el invierno. Yo quiero nada para siempre y burlarnos de ello. Yo quiero que sueñes y besarte en los sueños. Quiero despertar y que sea febrero. Chispa y continuidad, neutralizar la soberbia.
Yo
defender al Dupont de insorprendible. Presos voladores de día, explosivos en noche. Besos de chocolate cuando me trasnoche. Polaridad. Neutralizar. Polaridad. Montaña rusa vivencial. Neutralizar. ¡Que nos coma lo consciente!
Yo quiero encontrarte y dejar de buscar.
Some ska bands just have a big band sound, and what better name than Big Man Drake? I mean, I don't know what the Man Drake has, but definitely big. Great stuff. Yo Quiero was the track. It's down to the last band, Yuri Ska. Their track came out, well, their release, Artilleria Pensada. That came out August 29th of 2014. And we're going to wrap the show up with this. They are at UD-Ska over on Facebook and at UD-Ska over on Instagram. Yes, they are from Caracas. That's going to wrap up Venezuela. And as you might remember, we kicked it off with three bands from Suriname on this episode. Probably doing some splits maybe for the weekend. Great stuff. If I missed anything, definitely reach out and let me know. Let's go with Yo Lo Que Quiero from UD Ska. We'll wrap it up. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yo lo que quiero es tomar.